This is an All Ears English Podcast episode 1125, Memory Hacks for Learning English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What do you do to remember words? What should you do? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, going pretty well, I'd say. How about you?
Good, good, good. I have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
Do you have a good memory?
Oh, no, my memory, I actually have a bad memory.
Me too.
Yeah.
What did you just say? No, I'm just joking.
Wait, what are we talking about?
So you think you have a bad memory?
I do. I think I do. I've been told I do.
Yeah, I think I do too. Like I'll remember really random things. Like I'll remember somebody's birthday, or like I still remember a ton of phone numbers from when, like, from like friends of when I was a kid. Like I remember the phone numbers, but like I'll remember things like that, but I won't have many. Like I just met with an old friend and she told me all these stories about myself and us hanging out when we were younger, like in our teenage years. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't remember that at all. And then I get, I feel like so weird. Like, why don't I remember these things?
Oh no.
I know.
You're losing your mind. No. That's okay. Well, sometimes, I mean, I guess, you know, you remember things that are important to you. I don't know. Memory
phone numbers?
Is a
I don't know.
Memory is a weird thing. I like, know. what we remember. I mean, they say there's all kinds of research on, like, when memories develop the best is when, like, emotions are heightened, certain emotions. And then when other emotions are heightened, like fear, we don't remember anything. So that's really interesting.
Right. So, Lindsay, we recently did an episode on a mnemonic device about daylight savings time, right? It was spring forward, fall back. And that was episode 1116. Right? Mm-hmm, and that was a really good one. So guys, go on and head over to that. So that's a mnemonic device. So today we're going to do a follow-up episode on these devices. And we're going to talk about something interesting about memory. What is a mnemonic device, Lindsay?
Oh, so it's a way to remember something, right? So like a little trick. It's kind of a trick that you have. You know, one example, one that I learned was, how to remember the difference in spelling between desert and dessert.
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
Yeah. It's like in the desert, when it's dessert time, you're having dessert, you want two cherries on your ice cream sundae. So you get two S's to spell it, right? So dessert is spelled with two S's and desert is spelled with one S.
I always remember it as, what is it? Oh, I always remember that dessert is better than the desert. So it has two S's.
That's a simple one too. Simpler. I like it.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Okay. So, we're going to get into this more today. But before we do, what do we want to remind our listeners, Lindsay?
Guys, I want to remind you that you should have the transcripts for this episode and every episode, right? So there are a couple ways to get it now. If you use our iOS app, you can get them in there. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. But if you're not in the app, you can still get them by email. All right. So go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe and sign up.
Okay. Awesome. So, we have done some episodes on mnemonic devices or memory. So way, way, way back in episode 118, we did train your brain for English language learning. Yeah. And we've also done things like, episodes on things like remembering names. So we have 3 strategies to remember someone's name in English with Alan Headbloom. So that's episode 277. So guys, go on and listen to these to get more info.
Yeah, guys, and to find these episodes, you could get them inside the app really easily. So if you're in the app, you can just type the numbers into the search bar, okay? Or you could come back to our blog. Go to allearsenglish.com/episodes.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. Yeah. So, Lindsay, there are lots of mnemonic devices in English. I thought of some, and I also found an article that reminded me of some. It's just on dictionary.com. Guys, we can link to that article. But one of the ones that I wanted to point out was 30 days hath September, April, June, and November. Did you ever use that one?
All the rest have 31.
Yeah. Except for February,
which has 28 on a leap year, blah, 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 blah.
I don't know the rest of it.
Yeah, 30 days. I always say 30 days half September. I didn't know it was half, but
I think it's half unless I'm just like really,
I say to myself, half September, 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31 except for February. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. So basically, guys, to remember how many days are in each month, that's one that, you know, native English speakers might say in their head or out loud. Totally. I mean, I do use this
all the time. I still use this today. Yeah.
How are you supposed to remember? There's also something with like counting on your knuckles to remember how many days are in each month. Mm. And I never really understood that one. I always went with my good old 30 days.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, because it can be confusing. Some months 30, some months 31. So what do? You have a mnemonic device.
Exactly.
Have you started listening with the iOS app yet? Now you can get the transcripts right inside the app when you become a member. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses and download the app today.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
And then there's also one, because I do music, to remember, you know, how to read music for one of the classes you do. Every good boy does fine. Right. And also so that you remember like the notes on the lines. And then the other one is face, F-A-C-E. That's for the bass clef. So those are some ones that growing up I used like in band and playing piano and things like that to remember.
So how does that, so that every good boy does fine is the E, G, B, D, F, something about those notes.
So that's the ones on, I made a mistake, not the bass clef. I mean, it's in the treble clef, but it's like the lines on the notes on the line. So like the first line is E, the second line is G, so right? And the spaces is face, F-A-C-E.
So musical, Michelle. So
what
musical.
Can I tell you, Lindsay?
That's all awesome. Right.
And then another one the article pointed out, and I think I use a different one from the article, was about remembering the planets, but although Pluto, that's a different story now, right?
Okay. What is it?
It's my very educated mother just served us 9 pickles.
Whoa. Okay. So that's to remember all the planet names?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Like Jupiter, Saturn, you know, Mars, you know, and yeah. I think it's the order that they are.
Oh, that's awesome.
Although I don't think Pluto is not a planet anymore. Pluto is, what's the deal with Pluto?
I don't know.
I can't remember. I started to look it up because I got nervous. Guys, this is embarrassing, but ignore the Pluto one, maybe. So I'm not up to date on my planets.
Okay,
but it looks like there are a lot of other mnemonic devices to remember this on that article, so you guys can look it up. That's a fun one.
Yeah, and it's fun for you guys, you know, hopefully it's fun to learn mnemonic devices that native speakers use, because you'll get a sense of what native speakers struggle with, right? And that's fun. I mean, it's a real insider thing to learn, is mnemonic devices for native speakers. That's pretty cool.
That's true. And guys, we want to hear about mnemonic devices in your language. I mean, I love them because they're so easy to remember. And I would make up my own, like, before tests. I don't know if these are technically considered mnemonic devices. I guess so, yeah. Like, make little songs to remember things. Song, like, that would really help me. Even with my husband, when he's been studying for tests, I always can make up a song. Do you use a lot of these devices, Lindsay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to. I mean, these days I don't do a lot of, like, memorizing facts.
Right.
Because, you know, but... let's see. When I was learning Spanish, I think I, not so much, but yeah, when I was a kid in school, for sure, I did a lot of this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, these aren't necessarily things that you're going to say in conversation.
Yeah. They're more just in your head.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, another one in English, this one doesn't always work, but is the whole I before E except after C for spelling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I before. Oh, that's a great one for our listeners here today.
Yeah. Right?
I before E. So any words when you feel there's an I and an E and you don't know what goes first, that can be confusing. What's an example of that? Would be like either. I suppose that one's pretty easy.
That doesn't
follow that.
No, that's the thing, is like people have kind of decided that this rule is not so great. But like, I don't know, like there, like, right? T-H-I-E-R.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then, like, with other words, it just doesn't work. So, you know, it's kind of a funny one because everybody knows this one, but it doesn't always work. It's, you know, it's kind of
There's a lot of junk.
Yeah.
So throw that one out.
Yeah. But it's a good one to know. And everybody knows that one. That's
everyone knows it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you might want to use these different devices to help you practice English. And so I was saying, I read this article recently about how drawing a picture is the best way to remember something.
So this is where this applies for you guys, for when you're learning English, drawing a picture. Interesting. Where was this article published? What are we talking about here?
This was by Brittany Wong on HuffingtonPost.com. This was on January 9th, 2019. And the article is called A Scientifically Proven Trick to Remember Pretty Much Anything. So we will link to that article, guys. And this is really interesting. It talks about a study that shows that drawing a picture is the best way to remember, you know, if you're learning something new. So, for example, there was a doctoral candidate involved in the study. Her name is Melissa Mead, and she gave the example of that you could draw pictures to remember like something like groceries that you need to get. So, you know, maybe if you draw a picture of it, you'll remember it better. I never would have thought to do something like this. Lindsay, have you ever done it?
Really? I was just recently, kind of, I think, but that's because I thought I was like a visual person. I mean, this is assuming anyone, whether they're visual or verbal or kinesthetically oriented, should draw pictures, right? This is not about learning styles. This is just about a memory trick. Yeah.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't think it's about, I don't learning recall styles. Seeing anything about learning styles, but we can check.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that. Like this week I was trying to learn, it's so boring for everyone else, but it's like a way to it's in our software system to create tags, and it's a complex system that I'm trying to learn, and I had to write it out in terms of drawing. I had to draw it out, the boxes and the arrows and
right.
how this, yeah, that's right. really important.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know, maybe that does have something to do with it. I'd have to read the article again, but I think it was mostly just, you know, you can, you know, a way to remember something. So I never tried this, like, for just information I need to remember. It's very different from the way that I've tried learning things. But I mean, I think that this could help our listeners also in their English learning, don't you, Lindsay?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, even just like seeing something on a piece of paper, like even if it's not a drawing necessarily. I remember when I was learning Japanese, I would in Japan, I found those the keychain thing that had the little cards that you could put on your keychain and you could write vocabulary, the tiny little ones that you could write vocabulary words. Right. And I remember writing like the hiragana or the katakana on those cards and then the English on the back or the Japanese on the back. And then I could practice just by looking at it on the train. And that visual learning constantly was so helpful.
Right, right. Visual learning is helpful. Yeah. I mean, I imagine you could draw a picture of items next to a list of vocabulary words, right? Rather than using translation. I think that, you know, we talk about how translation isn't always like a really good thing, right? So if you have a picture of it, instead you're identifying the word as the actual object rather than translating it first and then it becoming the object.
Yeah, I agree with that, Michelle. I think that's a good idea, actually, for our listeners to try that. You know, try that this month. If you're learning new vocabulary words, make some flashcards that go directly from English to the item, not your language, not English to your language to the item, right? Cut out your language. Okay.
Right. I love that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is really interesting, this idea of, you know, memory and learning new things. So what is the takeaway of today's episode, Lindsay? What can our listeners leave today knowing?
Well, I'd say like we should always be looking for hacks, like hacks on how to understand how our minds work and how memory works, because that will get us to our goal faster, right? And our goal is connection. So guys, understand that, like, go read this article. We'll make a link to it in the blog post. If you come back to allearsenglish.com/1123, get the link and check it out, because we want to understand how memories get formed.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. It's really important when learning a language. You know, we talk about all different ways to remember. So today you got two devices, you know, that we talked about. And, you know, I wonder if these are good for language as they are for other things you need to remember, because, you know, language is also so much about just using it, right? Yeah. So it's a little bit different. Let us know if you use any mnemonic devices and how they work, or if you draw pictures.
All right. Sounds great, Michelle. This is really interesting. Awesome.
Yeah. I like this topic. Very interesting memory. Ooh.
All right. Very cool. Thanks for hanging out today. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Lindsay, have a good one. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.